Hazelmere for the 14th Hazelmere Food Festival taking place this coming Saturday, the 21st of September, between 10 and 4. We're joined on the programme by Francis Gimlet to tell us more. Morning, Francis.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Welcome to the programme. So, the big day this coming Saturday. How much preparation do you have to put into putting on the food festival?
Well, it's sort of every year it starts in about November. So we give ourselves about a month and a half's break and then start again.
Wow.
Meetings and, you know, getting invitations to stallholders out, getting the demos sort of up and running. So, yeah, it's there are six of us on the committee. It's all volunteers. It's all for charity, so it's for the town. We're all sort of foodie passionate, if you like, and trying to make the festival as local as possible.
Exactly. The Hazelmere, you've got so much sort of that food around the area, you know. So is it just Hazelmere, or is it stuff from sort of all over Surrey?
Oh, food is from far and wide, but what we try and do is concentrate. Well, I say far and wide. I mean, we concentrate on as local as possible, and if we can't get it locally, then it's a bit further afield. Mm. But the principle is the sort of lowest air miles, if you like, or carbon footprint. Where the festival's actually sort of reusable, plastic free. This time, so we're sort of keen on having as light a footprint as we can.
Okay, so I like that. You've got the food angle, and then you've got the environmental angle, and that's something very, very much on everyone's mind at the moment. So that's good, positive thing there. So this is the 14th food festival. How did it all sort of begin? How did it all come about in the first place?
Well, it all started, I suppose, with a group of different individuals coming together and doing, sort of separate events and under the broad umbrella of a food festival. Throughout a two-week period, there'd be different little sort of bits and pieces going on. And it grew to the extent that it became a bit unwieldy. I mean, there were about sort of 30 or 40 different evenings and events going on that the Food Festival Committee would have to try and promote. And we thought, well, let's bring it all under one roof and on one day and have everybody have access to everybody else's customers and do demos and make it an occasion for the town. So yeah, that happened about sort of six, seven years ago now.
Okay.
And so we've got about 50 stalls there, food stalls, and you'll meet the producers with most of them, and that's our key. So it's not just stalls where food has been bought by somebody and then just is being sold on. So you'll meet the people who actually craft and create them.
Okay.
That's very close to our heart. I mean, my background, long time ago, was in winemaking, and my wife and I make cheese in Hazelmere, Gimlet cheese. And so it's about provenance where your food comes from, field to fork and all that sort of thing.
Okay, so it's very, very important to understand where your food comes from, because, you go to the supermarket and buy, you're shopping or whatever, it's very anonymous, isn't it? So to put a face and to sort of talk to the producer and ask any questions you've got as well.
It is. I mean, I think that it's very difficult for anybody to if you're faced with two items of food and they look the same, you think, well, this one's £2, that one's a pound. The only thing you've got to go on is the cost. You think, okay, well, I'll go for the pound one. But the one that costs £2 might have five times as much vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, all the things that you're buying the thing for. You're not buying it to be, not buying a tomato to be red and round, you're buying it to nourish you. And so if something's £2, but it will give you five times as much of everything, you can have one-fifth of the amount. So it's actually cheaper. And so we don't need to fill ourselves with volume of something. We actually need to fill ourselves with a nutrient that's in it. So you can actually eat cheaper if you source the right type of food.
Okay, I like that. That's good. Because, another thing as well, the budgets and things. I mean, you're sort of saying that you can eat cheaper if you eat the right sort of food and everything else. That's a very, very important point there. So there's going to be demonstrations. And, one of the things...
Not like sort of Extinction Rebellion.
No, not like that, no. Yes, food demonstrations, of course. Yeah, we'll go to that one. Food demonstrations. One of the things you could do is find out how cheese is made, apparently.
Indeed, indeed. I'll be doing a little talk on cheese making. But more importantly, we've got some really exciting, some other... I've sort of put the demonstrations together, and so I'll be sort of saying a few words on what we do. But more importantly, at 12, we've got a cookery demonstration with a natural cook company, and they specialise in event food, but particularly for children. And I think that that's absolutely key, because I think that I suppose it, compared to other countries, particularly some European countries like France, food is almost nothing on the agenda or the curriculum in schools. Mm. And so, yeah, children need to be taught outside, and understanding of food is particularly children do it, it's more than just nourishment. I mean, it helps industries. I mean, let's say you mentioned cheese in France, the artisan cheese industry is enormous. In this country, it's a drop in the ocean. It really is. I mean, we probably make one tenth the volume of artisan cheese is in France, and that's kind of, you know, they're taught how to eat it and enjoy it in school, and what it's about and what it'll give to you, and back the nutrients and everything else, and so where it comes from and the sort of health benefits. So Natural Cook Company, they'll be doing something like that, sort of okay. Very sort of child friendly, if you like. And then we'll be doing local gin tasting with Red H, which is our new, I suppose, food hub in West Street in Hazelmere. They have a shop there with a lot of English produce, lots of ales, gins, sparkling wine, that sort of thing. They've actually helped take over and in fact sort of save our post office. They'll be opening a restaurant there shortly. So it's a local company, and it's helping to sort of revitalise the high street a bit, because we've been sort of suffering there. And then we've got Grey Friars, who you may be familiar with. They're just sort of south of Guildford on the Hog's Back. And they make sparkling wine, so Grey Friars Vineyard will be doing a demo at 2. So 12 o'clock, the Natural Cook Company, 1 o'clock, Red H Gin Tasting, 2 o'clock, Grey Friars doing their sparkling wine tasting. And at 3, we've got really quite a treat. I don't know if you're aware of Drew Baker, who won MasterChef back in 2010, one of the first, or the big winners.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually started a charcuterie company, so sort of dried meat. And salamis, really authentic stuff. But he started that in Weybridge, in the middle of the Brooklands circuit in the estate there.
Oh, okay.
And that's going great guns, and they're winning competitions everywhere. They're beating sort of their charcuterie is beating charcuterie from France, from Italy, and it's really up at the very, very top level. And he's actually going to be doing a tasting and a talk on his charcuterie at 3 o'clock.
Oh, I love it when you get a local company that is just sort of up there and winning awards and just flourishing. It's just such a great thing.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think in the past, it's because we've thought, well, maybe we can't do it. We've always done ourselves down a little bit on food and thought that we're a nation of, watery kind of
beans on toast, kind of,
a spotted dick or something. We're absolutely blessed with the right type of weather, oddly, for many types of food. I mean, if you think, and one of the best things we grow in this country is grass. And one of my little things is I've actually started a campaign for British cheese, because I visited 100 cheese makers in 100 days at the start of this year for a book. These sort of artisan cheese makers. And one that really shocked me was the state of the dairy industry in this country. We've gone down, in the last 20 years, we've gone down from about 24,000 small dairies to about 9,500 larger, mostly dairies. And you may think, well, that's people drinking less milk or something, but it's not. We're drinking more. But cows are being, I suppose, treated more like sort of assets in the factory, so they don't go out into the field, and they don't have the sort of life that they might have done on a sort of smaller dairy farm. Simply because if you've got 1,000 cows, you can't put them through a gate. So what I'm looking to do is try and pair up some of the last small milk-producing dairies with cheesemakers, because suddenly you can get more value from your milk. They can have smaller herds. They don't have to try chasing that route. And Surrey is has very few small dairies left, and there'll be even fewer in about five, 8 years' time.
Very important work you're doing there, definitely. So to clarify, three entry for the food festival on Saturday.
Divergent.
Yes, that's fine.
Absolutely, for free entry. It's welcome all. Free entry, 10 to 4. More details on Twitter and Facebook, Hazelmere Food Festival. Plenty going on. There's a sausage competition as well. I mean, which has become a real institution. My gosh, I mean, that's a high stakes for that. There are four local butchers that have battled it out for that. And people can come along and taste all the sausages between 12 and 1:30, and then the judging takes place at 3:30.
I like the sound of all this tasting. Sounds very delicious. My mouth is watering speaking about it. Excellent. Brilliant. You're obviously very passionate about what you do, and that's definitely coming across. So it's going to be a great day. Hopefully the sun is shining on Saturday for you.
Absolutely.
For the free festival.
Yeah, we've planned that. We've gone to the right authorities.
Okay. That's good. It's going to even control the weather. Amazing what you can do in Hazelmere. So between 10 and 4, just in the town centre.
Yeah, it's not, sorry, on Lion Green.
On Lion Green.
Is, it's just beyond Weyhill and opposite the Tesco.
Okay, yes, I think I know roughly where you are. So, so check that one out. Come along, taste some food, and get to meet great local producers like yourself. So that'll be good. So thank you for talking to us on the programme this morning.
A pleasure, John.
Thank you very much. There we go. There's Francis Giblet there from the Hazelmere Food Festival. That just sounds absolutely delicious, doesn't it?